Welcome to Psych Sorted, your go-to revision podcast for OCR GCSE psychology. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important topics on your paper, theories of depression. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final polish before your exam, this episode has everything you need: clear explanations, exam tips, common mistakes to avoid, and a quick-fire quiz at the end. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Depression is one of the most studied mental health conditions in the world, and for your OCR GCSE, you need to understand two very different explanations of why it occurs. The first is the biological explanation, which focuses on what's happening inside the brain at a chemical level. The second is the psychological explanation, specifically Albert Ellis's ABC model, which looks at how our thinking patterns can lead us into depression. You also need to know about a key piece of research by Caspi and colleagues from 2003, which brilliantly bridges both explanations. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain both theories clearly, evaluate them like an examiner, and apply them to scenario questions with confidence. Let's start with the biological explanation of depression. The central idea here is that depression is caused by low levels of a neurotransmitter called serotonin in the brain. And this is really important. You cannot just say, "Low serotonin causes depression," and leave it there. Examiners will not give you full marks for that. You need to explain the mechanism. Here's how to do it properly. Neurons are the nerve cells in your brain that communicate with each other by sending chemical messages across tiny gaps called synapses. These chemical messengers are called neurotransmitters. Serotonin is one of the key neurotransmitters involved in regulating mood, sleep, and appetite. In a healthy brain, serotonin is released from the presynaptic neuron, that's the sending neuron. It crosses the synaptic cleft, and it binds to receptors on the postsynaptic neuron, the receiving neuron. This successfully transmits a mood-regulating signal. The brain feels balanced and positive. Now, in someone with depression, the biological theory argues that serotonin levels are too low. This means there aren't enough serotonin molecules in the synaptic cleft to successfully bind to the receptors on the receiving neuron. The mood-regulating signal fails to be transmitted effectively. The result? The person experiences persistent low mood, loss of interest, fatigue, and other symptoms of depression. This explanation is supported by the success of a class of drugs called SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Drugs like fluoxetine, which you might know by the brand name Prozac, work by blocking the reuptake of serotonin back into the presynaptic neuron. This keeps more serotonin available in the synaptic cleft for longer, increasing the chance of successful transmission. The fact that SSRIs are effective treatments for depression is used as evidence that the biological explanation has validity. If fixing the serotonin problem reduces depression, it suggests serotonin was the problem in the first place. Now, let's move on to the psychological explanation, Ellis's ABC model. Albert Ellis was an American psychologist who developed rational emotive behavior therapy in the 1950s and 1960s. His ABC model proposes that depression is not caused directly by events in our lives, but by the irrational beliefs we hold about those events. This is a fundamentally different view from the biological explanation, and it's a cognitive approach, meaning it focuses on thought processes. Here's how the model works. A stands for activating event. This is something that happens in the person's environment. It could be failing an exam, losing a job, a relationship breaking down, or any stressful life event. The activating event itself does not cause depression. This is the key insight of Ellis's model. B stands for belief, specifically an irrational belief about the activating event. Ellis argued that people who develop depression tend to interpret events through distorted, extreme, and unhelpful thinking patterns. For example, if someone fails an exam, a rational belief might be, "That's disappointing, but I can work harder and try again." An irrational belief would be, "I am a total failure. I am worthless. Nothing will ever go right for me." Ellis identified several types of irrational beliefs, including catastrophizing, blowing things out of proportion, and masturbation, his term for the belief that things absolutely must go a certain way, and when they don't, it's catastrophic. C stands for consequence, the emotional and behavioral outcome of holding that irrational belief. When someone applies an irrational belief to an activating event, the consequence is a negative emotional state, such as depression, anxiety, hopelessness, or withdrawal from social activities. Crucially, Ellis argued that it is the irrational belief, the B, that produces the consequence, not the activating event itself. Two people can experience the same activating event and have completely different emotional consequences, depending on their beliefs. This is really important for your AO2 application questions. When you're given a scenario about a character who is depressed, you need to identify the A, B, and C from the scenario. Don't just name the model, quote directly from the scenario to show where each component appears. Examiners specifically reward candidates who anchor their application to the stimulus material. Now let's talk about the key study you need to know. Caspi et al., 2003. Ashulam Caspi and his colleagues conducted a longitudinal study, meaning they followed participants over a long period of time to investigate why some people develop depression after stressful life events and others don't. They focused on a gene called the 5-HTT gene, also known as the serotonin transporter gene. This gene comes in two versions, or alleles, a short version and a long version. The short version is associated with less efficient serotonin transport. Caspi et al. Found that individuals who had two copies of the short allele, the short-short version, and who also experienced stressful life events were significantly more likely to develop depression. Specifically, 43% of individuals with two short alleles who experienced four or more stressful life events developed depression. In contrast, only around 17% of those with two long alleles who experienced the same number of stressful events developed depression. This is a brilliant study because it supports what's called the diathesis stress model of depression. Diathesis means a biological vulnerability or predisposition. The model proposes that depression occurs when a biological vulnerability, in this case, the short-short 5-HTT genotype, combines with environmental stressors, the stressful life events. Neither the gene alone nor the stress alone is sufficient to cause depression. It's the combination that matters. Notice how Caspi et al. Links both theories. The biological vulnerability is genetic and neurochemical, while the stressful life events are the kind of activating events that Ellis's ABC model describes. This is exactly the kind of synoptic connection that will impress examiners in higher mark questions. Now let's move into exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. Mistake number one, saying low serotonin causes depression without explaining synaptic transmission. You must describe the mechanism. Serotonin is released, crosses the synaptic cleft, and in depression, there is insufficient serotonin to successfully bind to postsynaptic receptors, meaning the mood-regulating signal fails. That's the detail that earns marks. Mistake number two, confusing B and C in Ellis's model. Remember, B is the irrational belief and C is the emotional consequence. The belief comes first and causes the consequence. A common error is to describe the emotional response, like feeling hopeless, as the belief. It's not. The belief is the thought, the interpretation, like I am worthless. Mistake number three, describing Caspi et al. As a theory. It is not a theory. It is a study, a piece of empirical research that provides evidence for the diathesis stress model. If you call it a theory in your exam, you will lose marks. Mistake number four, giving generic evaluation points. Saying the biological theory is scientific will not earn you marks unless you explain what makes it scientific and why that matters. Instead, say something like, the biological explanation is supported by empirical evidence from drug therapy research. SSRIs, which increase serotonin availability in the synaptic cleft, have been shown to reduce depressive symptoms in clinical trials. This suggests that serotonin does play a causal role in depression, lending validity to the biological explanation. For your 9-mark discuss questions, structure your answer as follows. First, outline the theory clearly. This is your AO1. Then evaluate it. This is your AO3. For the biological theory, your evaluation should include strength, supported by SSRI drug therapy evidence, weakness, it is reductionist, reducing a complex condition to a single neurotransmitter, ignoring psychological and social factors. For Ellis's ABC model, strength, it has practical application through CBT, which has strong evidence for effectiveness. Weakness, it may blame the individual for their depression, suggesting their thinking is faulty, which could be seen as stigmatizing. Remember the AO weightings for this topic. AO1 is 35%, AO2 is 35%, and AO3 is 30%. So application and evaluation are just as important as knowing the theory. Now let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What does the A in Ellis's ABC model stand for? The answer is activating event, something that happens in the person's environment. Question 2. What is the role of serotonin in the biological explanation of depression? Serotonin is a neurotransmitter that regulates mood. Low levels mean it cannot successfully bind to postsynaptic receptors, causing mood-regulating signals to fail. Question 3. What percentage of individuals with 2SHORT5-HTT alleles who experienced 4 or more stressful life events developed depression in CASPI et al. Study? The answer is 43%. Question 4. What does SSRI stand for and how does it work? Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. It blocks the reuptake of serotonin into the presynaptic neuron, keeping more serotonin in the synaptic cleft and improving mood-regulating signal transmission. Question 5. What is the diathesis stress model? It proposes that depression results from the combination of a biological vulnerability, a diathesis, such as the SHORT5-HTT allele, and environmental stressors, such as stressful life events. Neither alone is sufficient. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and reread the relevant section of your notes. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways from today's episode. The biological explanation of depression focuses on low serotonin and its failure to effectively transmit mood-regulating signals across the synapse. The psychological explanation, Ellis's ABC model, argues that irrational beliefs about activating events produce emotional consequences like depression. CASPI et al. 2003 provides evidence for the diathesis stress model, showing that the SHORT5-HTT gene combined with stressful life events significantly increases depression risk. In your exam, always explain mechanisms, not just labels. Apply theories directly to scenario text. And structure your 9-mark answers as AO1 outline, followed by AO3 evaluation. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you understand now is a mark you'll earn in the exam. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode of Psych Sorted.